Title: Automation Based Call and Response FX Intermediate. All right, let's level up your drum and bass arrangements with one of the most underrated skills in Ableton Live, automation based call and response FX. Because in DNB, call and response isn't just notes answering notes, it's movement answering movement. A dry, punchy groove says something, and then the space around it replies. A delay throw that lands in the gap, a reverb bloom that opens up only at the end of a phrase. A filter answer that makes the bass breathe for half a beat. That's how you turn a static 16-bar loop into something that feels written, intentional, and alive. Here's what we're building: a simple, reusable setup where one sound is the call, and your automated effects are the response. You'll do it mainly with return tracks, send automation, and a little return parameter automation, so your effects are just repeating the evolve like characters in the track. Step 0. Choose your call and your response space. Pick one call source track, something obvious and readable. A vocal chop, a rave stab, a dub siren hit, a snare fill, maybe a mid-bass stab. Just one main thing for now. Then decide where the response will live. Usually it's the gaps between your kick and snare, or the last hit at the end of a phrase. Big DNB tip: think in 16-bar blocks. Listeners expect something to happen around bars 4, 8, 12 and 16. Those are your moment markers. If you don't know where to put FX, start there and you'll instantly sound more arranged. Now let's build the returns. Create two return tracks. On Mac it's Command Option T, on Windows Control Alt T. Do it twice. Return A is your throw delay. Tight, rhythmic, controlled. Drop echo on return A. Set it to sync mode. For the time, pick either 1/8 dotted for that classic skipping DNB feel, or 1/4 if you want it more spacious. Keep feedback controlled, somewhere like 25-45%, and because it's a return, set dry/wet to 100%. Now filter it inside echo. High pass somewhere around 250-500 Hz, so you're not throwing low-end mud. Low pass somewhere like 6-10K, depending on how bright your track is. After echo, add saturator. Give it 2-6 dB of drive, and turn on soft clip. This is one of those sounds like a record moves. It keeps the repeats present without needing them loud. Then add EQ 8 and high pass hard again, like 200-350 Hz with a steep slope. If it rings or whistles, do a quick notch somewhere in the 2-5K zone. And finish with utility. Widen it a bit, maybe 120-160%, assuming your main call is fairly centered. Set gain so the return feels healthy but not dominating. The whole point: the delay becomes a clean, bright response that doesn't fight your sub and kick. Return bead is your bloom verb. Big and dramatic, but still clean. Put hybrid reverb on return B. Go for a hall or plate vibe. Decay somewhere around 2.5-5.5 seconds. Pre-delay is important here, 15-35 milliseconds. That little bit of pre-delay lets the transient punch through before the wash arrives. Again, dry/wet at 100%. Filter it. High pass 250-600 Hz. Low pass 7-12K. You're shaping a tail, not fogging the whole track. Then add a compressor for gentle control. Ratio around 2:1. Attack 10-30 ms. Release 80-200 ms. You're aiming for maybe 1-3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Then EQ 8 again if needed, because reverbs love to sneak lows back in. And put a limiter at the end, just catching peaks, not smashing. Cool. Returns built. Now feed them, but only when you say so. Go to your call source track. Turn up send A and send B just enough to hear that it's working. Then set them back down to zero. We're not mixing wet. We're composing gestures. And this is the core technique. Automate the sends like momentary triggers. Go to arrangement view and press A to show automation. Find a classic throw spot, the last hit before a gap. Like the last vocal chop before bar 9. Or the end of bar 8, or a snare fill that leads into the next phrase. On that call track, automate send A, the delay send. Keep it at minus infinity most of the time. Then right on the hit, make a fast spike up, and immediately drop it back down right after the transient. Think of it like touching the send for a split second. You're basically telling the track, say that and then echo the last syllable into the empty space. Typical peak values, somewhere like minus 12 dB up to minus 3 dB, depending how hot your return is. If you use the gain staging trick where the returns are set kind of loudish, you can keep the send peak modest. That's a huge workflow win, because it feels responsive without you drawing these massive automation mountains that risk clipping. Teacher note: pay attention to automation shape, not just the number. For throws, you generally want a hard step up and a fast decay. If the ramp is too slow, it starts feeling like a fade and wash, and ENB is transient driven. Spiky is your friend. Now, let's make the response evolve by automating the return itself. On return A, pick just one parameter per phrase at first. This keeps you organized and stops you from doing random knob wiggle automation that doesn't read musically. A great one is echo feedback. Maybe it's 25% in bars 1 through 4. Then on bar 8 you ramp it up toward 40% just for the fill moment, then it drops back. Or automate echoes filter. Maybe your low pass opens from 7K up to 12K during a throw, so the response gets brighter and more exciting at the end of the phrase. You've just turned your delay from a static effect into a performer. Now, let's go beyond throws and do true call and response with a second element. A super DNB move. Bass mid answers the vocal. Make a separate mid-bass layer track. Keep your sub handled elsewhere. We're focusing on 150 Hz and up. Put auto filter on the mid-bass. Set it to LP24. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6. Now automate the cutoff as a response gesture. When the vocal hits, keep the bass more closed, like 200 to 600 Hz. Then, in the gap right after, open it quickly up to maybe 1.5 to 4K, then close it again. Notice what's happening. You're not adding extra notes. You're letting the groove breathe. That's why it feels like conversation. Next, let's build a reusable call/response effects rack so you can do this fast in any project. On your call track, add an auto effect rack. Inside, put utility, then auto filter, then frequency shifter, then redux optional, then saturator, then utility again for output trim. Map some key stuff to macros, filter cutoff, filter resonance, frequency shifter fine, frequency shifter mix, saturator drive, redux downsample in a tiny safe range, output gain and width. Now here's the trick. You don't need to automate everything. Automate just macro 1, filter cutoff, and macro 5, saturator drive, only on response moments. So the same sound answers itself with a different tone. That's insanely effective in rollers because it creates variation without clutter. Quick coach note, before you automate, decide what the response is supposed to do. Almost everything fits into three jobs. Job 1. Fill the gap, like delay repeats occupying an empty eighth note. Job 2. Point to the next section, like a reverb tail that pulls you forward. Job 3. Create contrast, like a filtered or overdriven answer tone shift. If you can't say which job it's doing, you're probably just adding wetness. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where automation becomes composition. Try this 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, minimal effects. Establish the groove, let it hit dry so the big moments matter later. Bars 5 to 8, add one or two delay throws and make bar 8 a clear marker. Bars 9 to 12, introduce a different response type. Maybe now it's reverb bloom or the bass filter answer. Bars 13 to 16, go heaviest, but not constant. Big bloom on bar 16, maybe a longer feedback ramp on the delay, something that says end of phrase. And if you want a jungle twist, put throws on amen edits. Throw delay on the last snare of a chopped amen bar, and high pass the return higher than you think. That thin but loud vibe is a classic. Common mistakes to avoid. First, FX on all the time. If the send is always up, it's not call and response. It's just wet mixing. Keep throws intentional. Second, too much low end in the FX returns. Reverb and delay lows will fight your sub and kick every single time. High pass aggressively, more than you think. Third, slow automation ramps on throws. Again, unless you're building tension in a breakdown, throws should be quick and decisive. Fourth, feedback spirals. If you automate feedback and it starts running away, that limiter at the end of the return saves you. You can also automate the returns gain down as a safety move. Fifth, stereo chaos. Wide delays are great, but if your main snare impact needs to punch, keep the snare itself fairly mono-ish and let the FX be the width. Now a couple pro tips for darker, heavier DNB. 1. Sidechain the reverb return slightly to the kick or snare. Put a compressor on return B, enable sidechain, feed it from your snare or drum bus. Ratio around 3:1, attack 1 to 10 ms, release 80 to 200 ms, and aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Your reverb will pump out of the way, so it feels big without masking the drums. 2. Ghost responses. Instead of making the FX louder, automate saturation, drive, or filtering on the return during responses. It reads as energy, not wash. 3. Pitch the delay return down slightly for menace. After echo, add frequency shifter and nudge fine down like -10 to -40 Hz. Tiny moves. It can make repeats feel heavier and more neuro. 4. Resample a response into an impact. Freeze and flatten a reverb bloom tail. Trim it, reverse it, fade it in, and put it before a drop. Instant dark pull in. 5. Gated reverb as a snare answer. Put gate after the reverb on return B. Short, techie Pete SHH tails that feel super controlled. Let's lock this in with a mini practice exercise. Goal, make a 4-bar loop feel like it has a conversation. Pick one vocal chop or raise stab as the call. One hit per bar is perfect. Create return A and return B exactly like we set up. Now automate. Send A, the delay throw, on bar 2 beat 4 and bar 4 beat 4. Send B, the bloom reverb, only on bar 4 and make it bigger than bar 2. So bar 4 feels like the sentence ending. Then on return A, automate feedback, so it goes from 25% up to 40% only on the bar 4 throw. And add one response movement. Automate your racks filter cutoff to open for an eighth to a quarter note right after the call. Then export the loop. If it feels too wet, reduce the send peak before you touch return levels. That one habit will keep your mixes cleaner. Final recap. Call and response FX in DNB is dry groove plus intentional automated moments. Return tracks are your best friends for throws, especially echo and a big reverb, but keep them filtered. Automate sends for precision. Automate a return parameter for evolving character. You can also create responses with filter and drive automation, or second instrument answering the call. And think in 16-bar phrases. Bars 4, 8, 12, and 16 are where your track can speak loudest. If you tell me your tempo and what your call sound is, like vocal, snare, bass, or stab, I can suggest a specific 16-bar automation map with exact throw positions and the best automation shapes for your groove.